Good morning. I'm starting out. Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing? Before anything, we're gonna just leave that up there for a second, Key. Good morning, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? Welcome. Good morning. If you're not on Facebook or YouTube, you will not see, but we have dropped the link and are posting information for oh, let me start sharing for 30 days of prayer. Man, go get this book. Go get the book. Just go get the book. Even if you don't have children, go get the book. Don't get it. You can get it after the devotional, but go and get this book. You want this book. These prayers are the prayers that I have prayed over my own children. These prayers are the prayers that I've prayed over other children. It's not an all-inclusive book. God may give you some other things to pray, but it's a good, I'm gonna call it a starter pack or a good ministry resource that you can use to pray for your children. So do me a favor, go get the book. Get the book, get several copies of the book. Today you can get free shipping. There's a code free ship. If you use free ship, you can get free shipping on your books. So go get it. No matter how many you order. You order 10, you order 100, you order 1,000. It don't matter. Your church, send it to your church, send it to your girls in your home, your group. I'm sharing. Send it to whoever may need it, whoever prays, your ministry, youth leaders, teachers. It's gonna get it. Oh my God. I was so excited about the book that this morning, okay, we're gonna take it down. Instead of putting coffee in my coffee pod, I put creamer in my coffee pod this morning. That's how excited I was this morning. So go get your copy of the book. We dropped the link. Go and start sharing the video this morning. For those of you can get free shipping this morning. Gonna get your free ship today. We're gonna do free ship for a few days. Good morning, Nia. Good morning, Kirby. Good morning, my Renaissance grandma. Good morning, Jerica. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning, Cherie. Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Roberta. Good morning, Deshonda. Good morning, Lavenda. Good morning, cousin Sonia. Good morning, Jessica. Hey, Angela. Hey, Yara. Good morning, Juanita. Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Lexus. Good morning, Casey. Good morning, y'all. I'm talking about putting coffee. My hair a little hair. I'm going to see Deshauna in a minute, y'all. I'm talking about like so excited, excited about the book, excited about everything going on. Flip the script. I'm really in there doing some. I said, this is creamer in the coffee pod. This is not how this works. This is creamer in the coffee pot. I was like, you are too excited. I had to tell the Holy Spirit, slow me down, calm me down this morning. Like, Holy Spirit, slow you down, calm me down this morning. Get your girl this morning. So go get your copy of the book. I'm excited just to see what God is gonna do this morning. I'm gonna pray for us. We're gonna get started this morning. It's a good day to have a good day. Can we put that in the comments? It's a good day to have a good day. Come on, put that in the comments today. It's a good day to have a good day. Woo! It's a good day to have a good day. It's a good day to have a good day. Woo! Come on, it's a good day to have a good day. It's a good day to have a good day. Come on, y'all, say it. Keep saying, it's a good day to have a good day. No, I don't need tea. Somebody gonna say, you need tea. No, I don't need tea. It's a good Vanessa, I don't need tea. It's a good day to have a good day. Come on, y'all, it's a good day to have a good day. You get to determine how your day goes. You get to determine what happens today. You get to determine how you respond to whatever goes on around you. You don't have to respond. The other night when they had, I prayed, but the other night when they had put the second waves of storm and said the storms were coming again, I just got in bed. I said, Luke, I can't lose no sleep tonight. I'm not effective when I don't have sleep. You got us. Sent all my people I could a scripture to cover them. And I'm just like, we don't have to roll with this thing. Can't be sitting around here stressed out. The boys went to bed. I went to bed. Some people was like, it rained, it stormed. I was like, no, I'm choosing how I respond to this storm. And the tornado hit right by me, y'all. Like, you hear, like, every time somebody sees the damage, they like, you know, this could have been y'all. And I'm like, it could have been. It could have been us. It could have been y'all. You know, it could have been y'all, right? You could have been y'all. And I'm like, yeah, it could have been y'all, us, but it wasn't us. And for whatever reason that it didn't happen to us, I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to be grounded. I'm going to stay in a good mood, and I'm going to get my butt in this bed and go to sleep. I covered us in the blood of Jesus. I sent out the scripture the Lord told me to stand on. And I took my little self into the bed, and I was knocked out. Like, it's a good day to have a good day. Yeah, y'all are thanking him for grace, thanking him for mercy. And just, you know, I got to trust you. You got to trust you. And the Lord just been dealing with me about trusting him in the next season of my life. Woo! Trusting him with where he's taking us, trusting him with where we're going. And even when it looks like a storm has rolled in, like the Lord started dealing with me and he said, that's an opportunity for me to rebuild. Y'all, did you hear me? He said, that's an opportunity for me to rebuild. When in August of 09, Judah was born in December of 09. In August of 09, I was pregnant. October of 09, I was pregnant. And the rains and the water were crazy in 2009. And we lived in the country, a little country part, Little Rock. And the water backed up, the ditches backed up. And the house, I'm finna shout, I'm telling you. Our house had flooded. We were the only house in the neighborhood who flooded. But can I tell you something powerful? In July, that summer of July, my late husband was like, I'm going to get a flood. I need to get a flood insurance policy. And I said, we don't need no flood insurance policy. We're not in a flood zone. And he kept saying to me, he said, Lakeisha, I need to get a flood insurance policy. Like, I'm going to get a flood insurance policy. I said, babe, I don't need, this is wasting money. I need to get flood insurance policy. He was like, babe, we don't need no flood insurance policy. I said, we in a flood zone. And then he had told me finally, he said, I keep having dreams of water coming into this house. I'm going to get a flood insurance policy. And because it didn't make sense, I just kept yap, 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 yap. Well, I came home one day and he had a flood insurance policy. And he told me, he said, executive, this is what he used to tell me when I didn't agree. But he felt like the Lord, was leading him strong in an area. He said, executive decision made. Woo! Come on. He said, executive decision made. And I was like, executive decision made. So then when we flooded and our house flooded out, we were covered because of the flood policy. When I laid down that night, come on, I was covered in the flood policy. I was covered in the policy. I just was like, Lord, thank you for covering us in the policy. And even some of the people caught in the storm, right? That's why I'm big on getting renter's insurance when you rent property. Even some of the people caught in the storm, still, even though we won life in Little Rock, and that was due to a heart attack. They were still cut. We can replace stuff. They were still covered by the policy. Come on, y'all. One of my friends told me a story of a man that was in the house, and all of a sudden he felt impressed to leave suddenly. Covered. Come on, y'all. Covered in the policy. Come on. You can cover your neighborhood in the policy. You got to see this when tragedy and things are happening and stuff is going on around you. You got to remember who you covered by. Woo! Come on. You got to remember who you covered by. You got to remember when God told me that after the storm and I was looking, I said, Lord, this is so devastating. Like, it's been hard for me to drive through my neighborhood. It's like, Lord, this is so devastating. My heart is hurting. This is so devastating. He said, Lakeisha, I can rebuild. Woo! Come on. He said, Lakeisha, I can rebuild. Woo! Come on. He said, Lakeisha, I can rebuild. He was like, stop, don't focus so much on the damage that has been done. He said, baby, I can rebuild and I can restore. Ooh! And I just started saying, Lord, thank you for rebuilding and thank you for restoring Little Rock. And thank you for giving our mayor insight and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and strength. See, when you're going through a season where it looks like everything, y'all gonna make me preach this morning, I'm not fooling with y'all. When you've been going through a season where it looked like everything has been leveled, like it looked like your finances been taken out, then it looked like your health been taken out, then come on, y'all, then it looked like you've been leveled, like it looked like life been leveled, right? 111. That ain't nothing but a setup. Y'all got it. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. But y'all should stop praising God. That ain't nothing but a setup for the Lord to rebuild. Ooh! That ain't nothing but a setup for the Lord to restore. That ain't nothing but a setup for the Lord to get his glory. You, when your life starts looking like that, when it starts looking like you going constant from one season to the next season to the next season to the next season, and it all look crazy, that ain't nothing but a setup. God is not a God that he shall lie. He got a good plan for you. And if God got a good plan for you, Juanita, you think he finna leave you flat? You think he finna leave you devastated? You think he finna leave you broke? You think he finna leave you destitute? You think he finna leave you barren? Let me give you another little bit of my testimony so I can help you. When Judah, before Judah was born, I lost a baby. And it devastated me. And I just was like, this ain't your will for my life. And I knew we were supposed to have another baby. And I thought it was supposed to be a little girl. But I'm just sitting in this and I'm like, I was devastated and it looked like my lights was out. And the Lord took me to a scripture and there shall be no barrenness in this land. And I just began to hold on to that scripture. Well, it looked devastating. It looked overwhelming. It looked like no seed would be produced, right? And losing the baby was so hard. But for some reason, as I began to meditate this scripture, hope began to come. And then I wound up getting pregnant again. And you know, when there is a promise for something and you already experienced something that was devastating, untruth will try to overwhelm you. But what I began to do was push myself into the truth. And I took that little bitty scripture. Woo! Come on, y'all. Y'all got to hear me on this. And I took that little bitty, I'm talking about, I'm devastated. Jermaine said, look like the lights, like I was checking out. And I took this little bitty scripture and I began to meditate the little bitty scripture. And I said, there'll be no miscarriage or barrenness in this land. And I began to hold on to the scripture and I began to hold on to truth. And before I knew it, my womb was fruitful again. And the enemy was trying to press into my head, you're going to lose this baby. This baby not going to happen. This baby not going to come. And I said, no, there'll be no miscarriage or barrenness in this land. So biologically, Judah is my fourth son. I have the privilege of being a part of another son, but biologically, Judah is my fourth son. And Jermaine said, we're going to name him Judah, which means praise. And we're going to name him, we're going to give him the middle name Michael, which makes him a warrior. And then came Judah. And then came Judah. And Judah is here in full effect, making a whole lot of noise and taking the world by storm. There is a promise after the devastation. People like to call babies that are born after they've had a miscarriage rainbow babies. Well, he definitely is salt and light and love and bright and exactly what he needed. So don't you think at one point that God has a plan to be destitute? Can I give you another testimony for a second? A young lady I follow. Woo! My God, I'm a different character. A young lady that I follow on Instagram had multiple miscarriages, never ever thought they could get pregnant, had made a decision that they were just going to adopt. She has not shared on Instagram in a while. I go up and on her Instagram page, she got a new baby and she pregnant again, a double portion. Woo! Come on now. Let double be your trouble for your trouble. A double portion. She pregnant now. And now she pregnant now. She had a brand new baby. When I saw her profile, and she is a believer. Oh my God, when I saw her profile, I had tears in my eyes. And I'm like, Lord, this is an example of your goodness. This is an example of how you're not gonna leave us. When you have a desire, come on, can y'all stick with me for just a second? When you got a desire in your heart, when you know that it's not always supposed to be this way, come on, you gotta get understanding. I was talking to my girl Charity last night. Suffering is just to bring us to a position and a place so that our heart turns to God. Well, then after my heart turns to God, there's got to be some fruit in the relationship. There are desires in your heart that have not been placed there by man or by yourself, but these are desires in your heart that you know that this has come from God. Like, you know this is what God has said about you. And the enemy will do everything he can to get you to abort what God has said. That is his assignment, to make you faint, to make you feel worthless, to make you feel unworthy, to make you feel like your dreams are not gonna come true. But God has a plan for you. Can you put that in your comment? God has a plan for me. God has a plan for me. God has a plan. I guess I'm just gonna be dropping some testimonies today. God has a plan for you. Let me give you another testimony so that you know when it does not look like it's working out, or it's not going to become, or it's not going to happen. God will always rebuild. God will always restore. Why? Because he has a good plan. He knows the plan he has for you. Psalms 139, 16. He know what he was writing in your book. God has a plan for you. Don't let the enemy lie. Don't let him tell you that. Yep, you're going to suffer. Yep, you're going to go through some things, but there's still going to be victory on the other side. And the same God that works for Israel, and the same God that's working for Lakeisha, and the same God that's working for Jessica. Let me give y'all Jess's testimony, because she'll let me tell you, because she's my sister. Jess had a promise of a son, woo, in her spirit. She already knew she was going to name the son Isaac. Ooh, come on, y'all. But before, my God, before Isaac would even come, Jess had two miscarriages, right? Well, one day she was in Walmart working and a woman spoke a word to her. And she said, here's what I want you to do. Go get you something to hold on to that promise. So Jess bought a keychain with Isaac's name on it. And she began to hold on to the promise. She was devastated after the miscarriages. So let me tell you what happened. A little bit later, she gets pregnant, but it's Alyssa. Still a part of the promise. A little bit later, she gets pregnant again, and it's Brooklyn. Still a part of the promise. God was preparing a way. The next time she gets pregnant, there's a double portion in her belly. Oh, come on, y'all. Then comes Daniel. Then comes Isaac. Come on, y'all. The promise. But then God wanted to slide her someone else in there so that her quiver would be full. And then comes Grace. And then comes Elise Grace. Then comes Grace. So where it looked like she was devastated by the two losses, baby, her quiver is full with not one, not two, but five. God always restores. God always fix. God always rebuilds. God always plants. You just got to be, come on, I hear you, Lord. Let me give you the scripture on this. This ain't even where I was going today. Come on, let me give you the scripture for you to hold on today. Oh my God, you just got to learn how to be steadfast. Can you put that in my notes? I got to learn how to be steadfast. I got to learn how to be fixed. Ooh, I got to learn how to be fixed on what God said. I have this thing that I love to say all the time. Do not trust your eyes because they will deceive you. Do not trust your eyes, for they will deceive you. Come on now. Oh my God. So you just need to learn how to be steadfast. Steadfast means I am firm in faith and holding on to the truth. I am firm in faith and holding on to the truth. Oh my God. So I got to be firm in faith and I got to hold on to the truth. Come on. So I'm meditating on the scripture. I'm meditating on the word of God so that I'm never going to be deceived. Ooh, shake it up this morning. Shake it up this morning. I'm holding on to the word of God so that I will not be deceived. I'm not holding on to a hope that man has. I'm holding on, Stassi, to the word of God so that I will not be deceived. I'm meditating on the scriptures, right? So that nothing false, nothing that's contrary to the desire in my heart, nothing that's contrary to what God has promised me. Come on now. I'm holding on. So then when the affliction or the struggle or the storm or the situation occurs, come on now, I'm reminded that this light, woo, come on, come on, come on, come on, this light momentary affliction, write it in your notes. It is a light momentary affliction. It is a light momentary affliction. This ain't here to stay. Woo. Come on. This ain't here to stay. Can I give you another testimony? When my late husband had went into the hospital for the last time, he had made a declaration. He said, I will not go in here again. He said, either I'm going to be healed on this side or I'm going to be healed on the other side. But whatever it is, I'm going to be healed. And I remember as we were making transitions and God had already revealed to me, my God, that he would be going to be with Jesus. He said something so powerful. He said, hey, healing. No, Josiah said, mama, healing don't always mean it happens on this side. And I was like, I will not be so selfish to keep you here, to keep you in my presence, that God not be God or God not be glorified. It looked, can I just tell you something? I'm gonna help you. It was hard. It was devastating. It looked like God was ending the thing. Ooh, y'all ain't gonna help me this morning. It looked like God was ending a thing when my husband died, but he was actually building a thing. He was building LMJ Ministries. He was building Coffee and Conversation. And that light momentary affliction was a catalyst for the word of God to be taught throughout the nation, because he got what he needed on the other side. And then the Lord would get the glory. Come on, y'all. Out of this side of the situation, the press in pain, y'all, I'm gonna help y'all. The press in pain was what propelled me in my destiny. It's only a light and momentary affliction. The press in pain is what propelled me to my destiny. Woo! See, if I had not, can I just be honest? If I had not ever experienced the level of pain that I had experienced, I would have been comfortable. See, because I ain't no quitter. Like, even though the enemy has tried to press me in some spaces, if you had to describe me in one word, it would be tenacious. I got a bulldog fight in me. I'm just not no quitter. So the press and pain would push me into purpose. I couldn't afford to lay down and die, or everything connected to me would die as well. Oh, I gotta go. I couldn't afford to lay down and die. So the press and pain was really just pushing me into my purpose. And every time it looked like something wasn't working, God would always, come on now, flip the script, provide an opportunity for me to be pulled out of the dirt through his word. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast. Come on, y'all. I got to hold fast. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. God is faithful. Put that in your comments. God is faithful. When the storms was coming back the other night, I told the boys, I said, we about to go to bed. Joe said, yeah, because this ain't how I go, no way. I said, you say it one more time. He said, because this ain't how I go, no way. He said, I ain't fulfilled my promise yet. I said, Joe, you better talk in faith. He said, this ain't how I go, no way. This ain't how. So we finna go to bed because this ain't how I go, no way. There are still things that God has called me to do. There are still things that I have not fulfilled. There are still places that I haven't touched yet. And this ain't how I go, no way. So I'm gonna hold fast to the confession of my hope without wavering that God is faithful. Come on now. That God is faithful. You gotta get a God is faithful kind of attitude. And even if your life look like it's in shambles or in mess, or if it don't matter, whatever it looks like, God is always faithful. The momentary, the affliction, the stuff is going to prove to be something. Even when it looks like everything is falling out, my God, around you, God is always rebuilding. But what you got to remember is that it's happening, come on now, in the supernatural. Oh my God. It's happening in the spirit before it even happens in the natural. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Woo! Come on. You have to learn to stand firm. Stand firm. You're going to have to ask for some hinds feet. Stand firm. You're going to have to ask for some dove eyes. Stand firm. You're going to have to ask for some clarity. Stand firm. You're going to have to ask for your discernment to be increased. Stand firm. You're going to have to ask for your wisdom to be increased. Stand firm. Woo! 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let none move you. Let none move you. Don't let none you see move you. Woo! Come on. Don't let none you see move you. Don't let none you see shape you. Don't let none you see shift you. Don't let none you see move you. You gonna have to stand firm. And then, can I tell you something? I love the next part of this scripture because it says, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain. When you are going through something, this is not time for you to quit. This is time for you to get busy. When you are going through something, this is not time for you to quit. This is time for you to get busy. When we were going through the break with Josiah's legs, and I'm talking about, we were having sleepless nights. My baby was in so much pain. The enemy was like, you just need to quit. You just need to put the devotional down for just a little bit. You just need to set it to the side. And the Lord of God said, I need you to show up every day. The Lord said, I need you to show up. I need you to get up. I need you to show up. I need you to show up every day. I need you to get up. I need you to get dressed. I need you to show up every day. The pain was so intense in the house. He was so out of sorts. He was hurt. No, need you to get up. Need you to show up every day. I need you to get up. I need you to show up every day. The enemy was like, no, you need to take a break. Put the devotional down. It's wise. And the Lord was like, no, I need you to get up and I need you to show up every day. He said, because what you're doing, every time you show up, you putting seed in the ground. Every time you show up, you're standing firm in the faith. Every time you show, he said, your life has become a seed when you show up and it's difficult. Come on. Your life becomes a seed when you keep working and it's difficult. Your labor will never, ever be in vain. That's even when you're dealing with difficult people. You don't change who you are because the person around you is a hot mess. You keep showing up in love. You keep showing up in peace. You keep showing up in joy. You keep showing up in steadfastness. You show up every day because your labor is not in vain. Woo! Come on, y'all. My God. 1 Corinthians 4:2. Now it is required that those that who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Come on. Hebrews 3:14. For we are made partakers of Christ. If we are made partakers of Christ, then we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast from the beginning to the end. The mind of Christ is in you. Come on, you got to know who you are. You got to understand your righteousness. If you understand your righteousness, you know it don't go this way anyway. I got to go. If you understand your righteousness, whatever it is you've been going through, you know that it doesn't go this way anyway. Ooh. When my son got in trouble and I started, Lord, what is this? Because I wasn't expecting it. The Lord was reminding me, you know, it don't go this way anyway. And I said, what a testimony he will have, because it don't go this way anyway. When Joe broke his leg, come on now, it don't go this way anyway. When Jermaine died, your life didn't end because Jermaine with me. Jermaine served his time. See, you don't understand that on earth you serving time. The freedom we trying to get to, this ain't my home. This ain't my home. The more older I get, I get this. I'm not gonna spend a whole lot of time on what's here. This ain't my home. I'm trying to get where he's trying to get. The pain of losing him was great. The joy of seeing him again is greater. The joy of seeing him again is greater than the pain of losing him. I'm trying to get where he is, whole and complete, with all out of his suffering. When your mind is the mind of Christ, and you understand that you are a partaker of Christ, when you really begin to understand, this is not my home. This is just my where I am right now. This is temporary. Where I'm going is going to prove to be more faithful to what I'm experiencing right here on earth. Then you understand and hold on to that to possess your steadfast to the end. 2 Thessalonians 3:5, may the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. The Lord direct your heart when you are going, that's it. When you are going through a storm, a test, or whatever else, my God, let the Lord direct your heart. Your heart need to be directed to God's love. 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourself to God as one who is approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. It is our responsibility, our due diligence to handle the word of God as if we understand and as if we know who God is. Ooh, come on. It's our thing. Come on, y'all. Let me give you a few more. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on guard. Be on guard. You already know that your enemy roams around like a roaring lion seeking to devour. He is not a lion, but he will devour you when you don't know the truth. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. The enemy is already going to do what he is supposed to do. Your sobriety, be on. When you... That caught me by surprise. It may have caught you by surprise, but when you on guard and you steadfast in the word, you understand your truth. So be on guard. You stand firm in faith. You stand firm in faith. You stand firm in truth. You don't trust your eyes because they'll deceive you. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary. Last one, in doing good. Ooh, one more. Okay, I got two more for you. In doing good, for at the proper time, you're going to reap a harvest if you don't give up. There is going to be a harvest from your pain. There is going to be a harvest from your struggle. There's going to be a harvest that you reap if you don't give up, there is a spiritual harvest, there is an eternal harvest, and there is a right now harvest that you're going to reap if you don't give up. James 1 and 12, blessed is the man or woman who remains steadfast under trial. Let me give you another testimony. I was involved in an accident. This was years ago, and it's crazy. The woman decided she was going to sue me, and I knew I had done nothing wrong. They asked for my phone records to see if I was on the phone texting when it happened. They asked me, but I moved out of the way for an accident. And as I move out of the way for the accident, I clip her, but she is speeding. She is really the one out of order. She is speeding. So as she is speeding, I wind up clipping her because she's trying to race past me. When I clipped her, her truck flipped over. Jermaine had died. I get notification that I'm being sued, that she don't want just my insurance money. She's coming after me. But I know that I have done absolutely everything the right way. Woo! Come on. James 1 and 2, I know this. So we go through depositions. We go through all this. My insurance company has hired an attorney. I give my testament. We supposed to go to court. We going through all this stuff. But I know that I have done the right things. I know that. And even if I had not done the right things, I know God to be a God of justice. I know God to be a God of grace. I know God to be a God of mercy. So I'm waiting. I send an attorney an email because we're supposed to go to trial the next day. I said, hey, I know we're supposed to go to trial tomorrow. He said, no, the case has been settled. Come on, y'all. I'm just trying to help you this morning. He said, no, the case has been settled. James 1 and 12, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who have loved him. You're going to get a crown over there. But can I tell you something? There's going to be some endurance. So the case had been settled. Favor had already gone before me. I needed to stand steadfast. Woo! I just needed to stand steadfast. I just needed to stand steadfast. You just got to stand steadfast. Hebrews 10:35-36. So do not throw away your confidence. Ooh. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Oh my God. Come on. This is it. This is it. My God, Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for, I was supposed to be teaching y'all. I guess I'm gonna come back and do that Tuesday. As we're gonna work a little bit more through the rich young ruler and tie it in to where we are right now. But we'll get back to that to Monday. Somebody needed to be encouraged and uplifted today. Oh my God, Father God, thank you for your word. Let us remain steadfast in your promises, no matter the storm, no matter the devastation, no matter what we've been through. Let us remember that your word is truth. Do not let your women and men of God get weary in well-doing. Let this be their second win. Let this be their second win, Lord God. Let them focus on you, focus on truth, focus on your word, focus on the desires, focus on the dreams. And then, Lord God, I'm asking you to remember them and to come quickly. Woo! Lord, I'm asking you to remember them and to come quickly. Remember your sons. Remember your daughters. Remember their prayers, Lord God. I'm building a memorial before you today. Every person attached to this devotional today, my God, remember their prayers. Remember them, oh Lord. Remember the things they've asked for. Remember the desires. Remember the dreams. Remember the things you placed in them. Remember the homes. Remember the healing. Remember the marriages. Remember them in their singleness. Remember them, Lord God, in their anxiety, their fear, and their worry. Remember them today, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Father God, I thank you. I bless you and I praise you. And what a way to end the week. What a way to end this week. Oh my God. What a way for God to shower and pour out. Hey, James Kirkland, for on us. What a way to end this week, encouraged and uplifted. If I were you, if you're dealing with the moanies, murmuring, complaining, and you feeling dry, because after a while, we should be getting some refreshing. Go back, replay this, catch it on YouTube, catch it on Anchor, catch it on Spotify, catch it on Apple. You can catch it anywhere. Do this tomorrow, all right? Remember us, oh Lord. So tomorrow, today is Thursday. Y'all, I thought today was Friday. I was about to be gone. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. We'll be back here in the morning at 6 a.m. This is not Friday. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, this book got me thrown off. We'll be here tomorrow, 6 a.m. We got prayer call on Saturday. Y'all better not exit on me. I'll come in tomorrow and teach what he wanted me to teach about the rich young ruler. Thank you for saying that, Debbie. I was out on y'all. I was headed into the weekend. And it's not even the weekend. Two things. If the Lord places it on your heart to give, go over to the website. You can give there, lmjministries.org. We got Feed the Streets the 22nd. We've getting in position for storm victims as we can help. We do things with single moms, the operations of the ministry, all that stuff is there. We transparent. Go give. You can also cash app us $LMJMINISTRY there. Second thing is, if you have never accepted Jesus Christ, which is the most important thing you're ever going to do. I told my testimony yesterday to about 300, 400 high school students about how Jesus was the best thing that ever happened to me. And it gave me purpose and it gave me clarity and it brought me into who I am. If that is you and you don't know him, I want to offer you my Jesus today. And it starts with the confession of your faith. So do this for me. Make this statement today. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a savior. I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If that is you and you prayed that prayer, send us email info@justbeinglmj.com and he's going to send you some resources. We're going to send you some resources and we're going to send you some material. I'm going to do one more thing. Go get the book. Go over to the website, LMJ Ministries. Go to the shop. Go get the book. 30 days of prayer. You can use the code free ship. We're doing away, no shipping to y'all right now. You can use the free code, buy several copies of the book. Go on and get your copy of the book. This book of prayers, it just is going to do something for your children. Not because I said so, because of what God said. I didn't write it. He wrote it. I want you to get it. I want you to have it. Go purchase your copies. We love you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Go be loved today so that somebody else can experience the love of God. And I promise y'all, I'll be back here. I'll be back here tomorrow. I was gone on you. I'll be back here tomorrow. Master said, go get your copy and be blessed. I'll be back here. I'll be back here. Oh, let me drop the link one more time. There's the link. I'll be back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Get your cup, get your coffee, bring your people in with you. I love you. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.